Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question 67. Hello Gopal. Why does it not change anything if I share honestly what is there in me? For example, I feel deep sadness. Thank you. If you share honestly what's inside of you and nothing changes, that means that there has not been a real connection to another being. This could be the case, for example, if the other one doesn't really listen to what you are talking about. In any way, I don't know what exactly is happening there, but it means that there is no connection. Because if you share what's there honestly and there's another one who is open and listens to that, then your system will be transformed. Absolutely. The transformation is all about contact and the flow of energy. And all that is blocked in us is always something that has not been communicated since childhood. And that's the reason why in any case, if we do the honest sharing correctly, precisely, and that means that there are two poles, the one who shares and the one who listens, then the transformation is complete. In this moment, it's not that the transformation happens later. The sharing and listening is the transformation. It is the transformation. So this is one possibility. The other possibility is that you may have not reached your real core of that what has been suppressed, because there can be several layers of emotions. And if you start with an honest sharing and you are still on the surface and you in a way stuck on a rather peripheral layer of emotions and you don't go deeper, then it may look as if nothing would change. One example, you write, for example, I feel deep sadness. It is possible that this sadness is a protection against rage and hate. I don't know if it is the case, but this is a typical situation. If you had to suppress this energy of rage, hate, anger, autonomy, your force, your power, then it's possible that the solution in the childhood was to produce sadness. That this sadness was able, in a way, to regulate your environment. And thus, sadness can be a defense strategy. This is possible. And then the focus is on a peripheral layer. And of course, this is the job of a trauma therapist to look exactly how a system has been build and point to the actual core. But in honest sharing, it is not necessary. I'm just mentioning that to give you more context, because what you write, I cannot see what's actually going on. You have to find out, or you have to write some more that I can see more. So if that what you call sadness is not your core, not your suppressed core, then there's a tendency to stay there because it looks alive, but it's just a protection. So I would recommend to look, if this is the case, for example, that rage, anger, hate, autonomy, your power, your force is not visible, not active in your life. And when it is the case, then just look deeper. If you share sadness, look if there's something more. While you share your sadness, maybe you feel a little of the suppressed anger. And if not, just continue. and sooner or later you will reach the deeper layers. So there's no problem. Maybe it just needs some time. And for some people, it's the opposite. Yeah, if they have easy access to rage, anger, and hate, they have deeply suppressed sadness, helplessness, neediness. These are the two core configurations. Either hate and rage is suppressed, or sadness. Or it is also possible that both are suppressed. And if we address that as a therapist, then the transformation will happen in minutes, sometimes even seconds. But that's not your job. I just explained that for you to give you more context. So these are the two possibilities I see. Either you don't have someone who really listens to it, or it is not yet the crucial point that you have reached to share. But in any way, just continue.